Jesus, the light of the world. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8 verse 12. Believers in Christ are to be lights in the world. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, 14-16. Believers must continue to walk in the light. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness does not know where he goes. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. John chapter 12 verses 35-36. Shining in the kingdom of God. Jesus answered and said unto them, He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew chapter 13 verses 37-43. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He alone offers the light of life, truth, righteousness, and salvation to all who will follow him. Jesus calls us not only to receive this light but to become lights ourselves, shining in a dark world through faith, obedience, and good works that glorify our Father in heaven. But it is not enough to merely receive the light, we must walk in it. Jesus warned, Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. The call is urgent. The time is short. Those who walk in the light become children of light, bearing the image of their Savior and showing his life to the world. In the end, all that is false and wicked will be removed from God's kingdom. Only those who truly belong to Christ, those who have walked in the light and done the will of the Father, will remain. So let your light shine. Follow the light. Walk in the light. Live as children of the light. And you will shine forever in the kingdom of God. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear.